Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the All Access Football Show brought to you by the NFL Draft Bible. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and you know how we do it here, bringing you the names you need to know first. Counting you down just 96 days away from the 2014 NFL Draft, and joining us today, we have a name that you probably already do know because he's heavily on the NFL draft radar. He is Blake Jackson from Oklahoma State, joining us now on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. How are you today, Blake?
I'm doing well.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to join us here on the All Access Football Show. There's a lot to get to, so let's dive right into it. Take us through your workout regimen right now. What are you doing to get ready for the Oklahoma State Pro Day?
Well, I've been working with one of a well-respected speed trainer out here, Coach Mo, and I've really been doing a lot of stuff with him. And then also as well, I have the College All-Star Bowl coming up, so I've been making sure that I've been running routes to Stan Chris, playing the game of football too.
Okay, so you'll be going to the College All-Star game. You were also invited to the East-West Shrine game, so talk a little bit about that experience.
It was definitely fun getting out there and meeting some of the top prospects around the nation, getting to play with that level of competition. It was definitely fun. I had a good time. I felt like I performed well, so it was definitely a productive trip.
And, you know, one of the most interesting aspects of the All-Star Game practices is the coaching you receive. A lot of times from NFL experience type of guys, June Jones was a guy that has coached college and NFL. Your head coach, Jerry Glanville, has been around the NFL for a long, long time. What were you able to pick up from the coaching staff down at the East-West Shrine game?
Really, it was just nice just being able to pick their brains on the little simple things that I could do in order to improve, and just really picking Coach Glanville's game, all the knowledge he's had and all the wisdom for all the years he's been in football. He has some great stories, man. It was really a good time.
Yeah, I could only imagine. Definitely a good coaching staff down at the East-West Shrine game. Building off the momentum there now, you said you're going to participate in the College All-Star game in South Carolina next week. What are you looking to accomplish there?
Well, really, I got hurt this season, so I really just see it as another opportunity to go out and show what I can do on the field. So I'm really excited about just going out there and getting more reps in front of the scouts and those guys looking and just showing them what type of player I am on a consistent basis.
Yeah, do you feel like maybe you have to do a little bit more because you dealt with the injuries this past year? I mean, you did have a monster season in 2012, 600 receiving yards. And then this year, like you said, dealing with the injuries, the production not probably where you wanted it to be. Do you feel like you have a little bit more to showcase because of that?
Yeah, I think naturally you would think that, but I've always been a guy who's just been a grinder, and I've always even confused myself into thinking that I'm being slept on, so I couldn't imagine doing anything else. If I had two opportunities, I'd probably go to two every time.
Absolutely. All right, Blake Jackson here, Oklahoma State. Versatile tight end, actually played a little bit of wide receiver. Could also be used as an H-back type of role at the next level. What kind of role do you envision yourself at the next level, Blake?
I can see myself doing both. I can see myself playing receiver and H-back. I really feel like my game can flourish. I feel like I've put both positions on film, and I'm really excited to get into a camp and show them that.
And, you know, we talk about the different abilities that you bring to the table. If an NFL scout were to ask you your biggest strong point, what do you consider to be the biggest strong point of your game?
It would definitely be my route running at my size. I'm really good with my body, and I'm really a control route runner.
Yeah, I think, you know, the wide receiver experience probably translates well over to the route running ability at the tight end spot. How about, you know, blocking, playing that Oklahoma State offense? Are you comfortable blocking, getting your hand in the ground, in the dirt there?
Yeah, I definitely am. I showed some looks at fullback and straight line tight end in the East-West Shrine game, and I probably will this upcoming week. So I see those as good opportunities to really solidify that in scouts' minds. But obviously, I didn't get as much time at Oklahoma State with my hand in the ground, but it's definitely something I can do.
Okay, very good. So you feel comfortable doing that and getting physical and being a blocker, and hopefully we'll get to see some more of that at the College All-Star Bowl this next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday on CBS Sports. Blake Jackson, Oklahoma State, will be participating. And, you know, looking back on your career, you know, is there a most memorable moment or something you're most fond of during your time at Oklahoma State?
I mean, the atmosphere was great. I mean, there was a lot of plays I made there in that stadium, which were, I mean, some of the best moments of my life, just with the crowd and electricity. But I would definitely have to say, like, the most memorable part would just be all the connections I made and all those great guys in that locker room.
And you actually began your career in Scottsdale Community College, JUCO transfer, and, you know, bursted onto the scene, you know, blew up pretty much, I think 2011 it was, when you caught 934 receiving yards, 62 catches, 16 touchdowns, which led you on your way over to Oklahoma State. But you were heavily recruited by some big-time programs, Blake, you know, Oklahoma, Georgia, Miami, Tennessee, some teams just – or some schools, just to name a few. What was the decision behind selecting Oklahoma State?
It really just felt like the right place. I mean, I went out there when they played Oklahoma, and they beat them for Bedlam, won the Big 12 championship, and stormed the field. And me and Coach Gunny had a great relationship. Me and Coach Dunn had a great relationship throughout. They recruited me early in the process, and I really just loved the offense and the atmosphere. So it really just felt like the right fit. Like, it felt like it was destined to happen. So that's why it happened.
And yet, you mentioned Coach Gundy. He seems like a really good guy to coach for, seems like someone that's always going to have his players back. Can you take us inside the locker room and just what it was like to play for Coach Gundy?
Man, he was just a really good guy, man. He really won't step on your toes or really won't give you too much if you're just handling your business, really just a laid-back guy. But, I mean, when it's time to work, and he makes that clear. And it really has helped develop my game over the last 2 years, so I really got to thank him for that.
All right. Blake Jackson, Oklahoma State, tight end / wide receiver, jack of all trades, like a Swiss Army knife here, joining us on the All Access Football Show. You know, we talked a little bit about some of your strengths, Blake. How about, you know, something you're trying to work on, trying to improve coming into this season? Obviously, you were hampered a little bit about the injuries, but what was an area of your game that you really wanted to work on getting better at?
Well, first of all, I just want to get back, and I just really want to show that I'm 100% healthy. I mean, everybody can always work on their consistency, and then obviously in the offense I was in, I would just like to learn more about the run game. I mean, it's not that I wouldn't know what my position does, but I would like to know what everybody on the field has to do on a certain run play. So that's the next level I'd like to take it to.
And you talk about getting yourself back to 100%. Where are you in terms of getting back to being 100%? Are you there yet, or you still have a little bit ways to go, do you feel?
I feel like I'm there, but I just want to make it clear for everyone else to know.
Okay. Very good. And let's also clarify some measurements. We have you listed at about 6'3", 235 pounds. Is that accurate? And also, what is your ideal playing weight at the next level?
I'm 240 at the moment, and I could go from 245 to going back down to 235. I'm really flexible with that.
Okay, very good. You know, is there anybody that you went up against during your career that stands out to you, a toughest opponent, whether it be a team or an individual player?
Yeah, it would have to be. I mean, Kenny Vaccaro was a great player at Texas. He was really a great player. And at Kansas State, Arthur Brown, a year ago, he was a baller as well. So those two guys definitely have to get credit too.
Yeah, definitely. How about any friends or former teammates that have gone on to the next level? Have you been able to keep in contact with anybody or pick anybody's brain just in terms of getting some advice or some feedback in this whole NFL draft process?
Yeah, I talked to Joseph Randall a little bit, not as much as I would like, but, I mean, me and him were pretty close when he was here, so I would say him, but, I mean, we haven't touched as much as I would like either. I understand how that stuff goes, so. Really, I'm coming in wide open, ready to go.
yeah, you sound like you're getting ready to go. We got 96 days away to the 2014 NFL draft. And, Blake, I got to ask you, you know, you got the East-West Shrine Game invite. I did want to ask you, did you get the Indy invite over to Indianapolis?
No, I did not, but, you know, I'm just going to keep working. I'm going to keep working and use it as motivation.
Okay. All right. Very good. So maybe you will get the invite. If not, you'll have the pro day to turn to for a chance to impress NFL scouts. And we got Blake Jackson, Oklahoma State, tight end / wide receiver on the hotline. Did a wonderful job breaking it down between the lines. Those of you who listen to the show regularly know what time it is. Time to go outside the lines. Hit Blake with our two-minute drill. Try to get to know him a little bit off the playing field, and we'll kick it off, Blake. If we were to crack open the Blake Jackson iPod or listen to your CD collection, what's Blake Jackson listening to these days?
Nipsey Hussle. Guaranteed the new Nipsey Hussle mixtape is where I'm listening to.
Okay. I'll have to look into that and try to work that into my rotation. All right, very good. How about, you know, if you could trade places with any person for one day, dead or alive, which one person would you want to trade places with for one day?
One day. Well, I mean, Kobe Bryant's hurt, so I would say LeBron James.
LeBron James? Nice, so
basketball, yeah.
Basketball, your second love?
Yeah, it's my second love.
Okay. All right, how about a hobby? You know, what do you like to do during your downtime when you're not playing football or watching football? What do you like to do during your spare time?
I'm a big-time video game junkie. I'll play all day if you let me. Big-time 2K guy.
Okay.
Big-time.
All right, how about you guys play NCAA with the teammates?
Oh, yeah, always played NCAA, but it kind of goes with the seasons. You're playing 2K in basketball season, NCAA in football season, so that's how it kind of works out.
Okay, and where do you rank in terms of, you know, the teammates? Are you the top dog? Who's the number one guy right now that has the crown inside the locker room?
Unfortunately, Tracy Moore is probably the best player on the team and as far as 2K, but I definitely say I'm top five, which hurts me.
Okay.
I'm top five.
All right. Working his way up the NBA 2K rankings as well as the NFL draft board rankings. He's Blake Jackson, Oklahoma State. We're going to end it on this one, Blake. If I'm an NFL GM, I want you to tell me why I should draft Blake Jackson.
I'm hungry, and I'm unloaded potential, and my best days are ahead of me. My best days are ahead of me.
All right, short and sweet. Well, we thank you for taking some time and joining us here on the All Access Football Show. Blake, best of luck to you at your pro day workout, and hopefully we can have you on after that, after you turn some heads, and good luck next week in the College All-Star Bowl.
I appreciate it, man. I really do. God bless.
All right, you got it. Yeah, anytime. God bless. Blake Jackson, Oklahoma State, big-time NFL draft prospect for the 2014 NFL draft. We're just 96 days away, folks. And if you're just tuning in now, catching the tail end of this interview, we're going to post the entire interview on the NFLDraftBible.com website. Of course, we got interviews all day long, so follow us on Twitter at NFLDraftBible. I was your host, Rick Serratella, for another edition of the All Access Football Show brought to you by NFL Draft Bible. Make sure you check out MyFantasyLeague.com for all your fantasy football web hosting solutions. Till the next time, catch you later, everybody.